This is the Daughter of Godcast, episode 050, Training. The title of this episode is a little misleading, but we'll split those hairs later in this episode. Greetings, all beings, human perhaps, but not necessarily. I am definitely playing at Duality with all the perks implied, and the name of my game is Dan Kelly, aka Shri Fuji Split. This is Northern Michigan, USA, Earth, somewhere in the first quarter of the 21st century. Whatever manifestation you've chosen, share an echo of this now via digital archive, forever frozen for our mutual pleasure. Welcome to episode 050 of the Daughter of Godcast, Team Dogs Training Tips. First, a word from our sponsor. So we're still family friendly for another episode or two. The swim is this Saturday, August 12th, 2017. 2 miles in the open water of Grand Traverse Bay. In previous episodes, we've been fundraising for Wild Water, and this week we reached our goal of $2,018. There's nothing wrong with raising a little more, so if you're hearing this before August 12th, 2017, there's still time to donate. Not much time, but there's time. For just $11, you'll be helping to protect Wild Water, eligible for some groovy movie swag, on the inside track of Daughter of God's gentle release, and generally blessed by the divine powers in ways too wonderful to explain. Go to dog.movie, that's www.dog.movie, and click on the blue and white Swim for Grand Traverse Bay circle. Do it now! Time is running out! Unless it's after August 12th, then you're way too late. Just send your love. Beam your love to me. Because I can always use that. It's always helpful. Episode 050, Training. How does one train for a 2 mile open water swim / race? I've waited till just before the swim to reveal my training secrets. The secret is, I don't train. I explore. Not everyone can reveal secrets via a podcast, because a podcast is mostly words, and as Abraham Hicks says correctly, words do not teach. Wim Hof says, feeling is understanding. My words in this episode are not designed to convey meaning, rather inspire a feeling. So, with a little luck, we won't be wasting the next 15 minutes. I enhance my physiology with applied curiosity. What might be fun today? Where is this moment's exhilarating adventure? How much more yumminess do I get running 4 miles on trails while wearing an extra 8 pounds? How long can I hold my breath under the ice? Why would I drink water straight from Crystal Lake for more than a year? Much of my past was about getting ready. In contrast, my now is about being fully alive. Rather than training for what's to come, I prefer to be present for what is. Because our power is not in the future. Our power is right here and now. You want to be a stellar athlete, actor, or artist? Get virtuosic with your now. I'm just talking to myself here. You don't have to listen. The best secrets are hidden in plain sight, and this one is no exception. Everyone has known forever about their power being in the here and now, but we set up Theme Park Earth to be slightly distracting, to help us wander, to get curious, stumble and grope in the dark. This here and now might not feel like much of a secret, because we're all about suspending disbelief. We don't want to see the green screen or the frayed costumes or the rented sets. We want the Maya to matter. So instead of getting all annoyingly obvious on you, let's do some smoke and mirrors. A tantalizing taste of Team Dog's previously proprietary physicality optimization, including practices like unconditional enthusiasm, decisive hallucination, esoteric Hindu posturing, Taoist energy cultivation, sprouted fresh and raw wonder foods, deep Dutch alkalinization, and miraculous bodywork. All utterly non-essential. But taking action is fun. Instrumentality is interesting. Yoga. So let's start with the most sparkly practice, yoga. Any truly groovy training program has to include yoga. Because, you know, yoga. I don't have my 3-week teacher training intensive certificate yet. So whatever you do, take my yoga commentary with a grain of salt. Just be sure it's pink Himalayan salt. Tai Chi. Every really badass training regimen should include some martial arts to release our inner warrior. Blah, blah, blah. I like Tai Chi because it's the stealthiest of martial arts. Most Guailo think it's only something old Chinese people do in parks. And that's why we should never go to war with China. Their old people will kick our asses. Plus, Tai Chi embodies Taoism. The Tao is often compared to water, and Taoism is a sort of going with the flow. Going flowy is essentially the same thing as swimming. We are mostly water, 99% by molecular count. Yet, when we immerse in lakes and oceans, we do not dissolve or disperse. We remain somehow distinct, water within water. Then to move, to slide our separateness through, as fish or dolphin cousins do, to return to our primordial element, all grown up. Then children again, playing in the shimmering stuff, remembering ourselves. Wim Hof.
First I was afraid, I was petrified. The thought that I could never live without you by my side. And then I spent so many nights thinking how you did me wrong, and I grew strong. I learned how to get along, and now you're back from outer space. I just came home to find you here with that sad look upon your face. I should change that sticky lock. I should have made you leave your key. If I'd have known for just 1 minute, you'd be back to bother me. And I'll survive. I will survive.
Well, should we Wim Hof?
Wim Hof, Wim Hof.
A little too much ice. A little too much ice in my Wim Hof machine.
A lot of ice in there. A lot of ice. A lot of ice. Am I going to do this? Am I? Is it a good idea? Ah, it's so cold. There's ice in there. Ice. Ice.
Ice.
It's now or never. Your butt. You won't see my butt. Buttocks. That's the crazy Dutch dude I went to see right after my birthday in 2017. He's fostering a world change through breathing, cold water, and mindset to help us all be happy, strong, and healthy. Here's my own homebrew Wim Hof machine, a 20-year-old lay-down freezer filled with water. Food. I'm powered by plants, often raw. I also eat a little cheese and yogurt so as not to hurt the feelings of the cows and the goats. Mostly though, grains and leafy greens, roots and fruits, with vinegars and oil of olive, coconut and sesame, spices like black pepper, curry and cardamom, rice and beans, quinoa and buckwheat, millet, seaweed, superfoods of cacao, chaga, and reishi, local morels and leeks, goji and longanberries, watermelon, ginger, and blueberries. Running. I love to run, barefoot usually, in the deep forest or on the beach. In the fall and spring, I might wear five fingers to ward off the chill, but I much prefer direct contact, connection of skin on soil or loam. I touch the earth as much as possible, my feet rooted, my skin in the wind or rinsed with rain. Joy. You gotta love this life. Once I remembered myself and noticed the giant blatant wonder in the middle of my experience, you don't have to die to be in heaven. Like that crazy Gnostic Thomas said, heaven is spread upon the earth and man does not see it. When I first heard that, I never suspected this to be literally true. This is the best, every moment. 500 or so years of playing the Dan Kelly game, along with the plants, lakes, forests, fruits, and cacao. We're back to the beginning, the inexplicable. Truly, presence is the core, the crux, the cake of optimal physicality. Everything else is just icing, fireworks, razzle-dazzle. You've been unlocking the secrets of episode 050, Training. Team Dog has spilled the beans. Black, fava, lima, kidney, anasazi. I guess I've come to another epiphany about this podcast. In the past, I've thought of words as conveyors of meaning, but the experience of meaning is a feeling, like appreciation, wonder, or delight. I love words and fitting them together. A little alliteration, rhyme, and rhythm. The puzzling together of sound symbols is art. The song of the words, how the sound influences the meaning of the sounds. The meaning of non-words, the language of the unspoken, wind, crickets, waves. Maybe future episodes of the Daughter of God cast will explore how we can feel more together. Enjoy really excellent translations between my now and yours.